With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. A new Charles Schwab survey finds investors are feeling more bearish about stocks and the economy. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. The Wall Street Journal says the years-long expansion in U.S. corporate profits may be coming to an end sooner than investors expected. More than 30 companies in the S&P 500, including Netflix, Delta Airlines, and Estee Lauder, have offered disappointing first-quarter outlooks, citing deteriorating outlooks for the global economy, as well as worries about trade tensions. As a result, analysts now expect a 1.4% drop in first-quarter profits, according to FactSet. That's way down from September, when first-quarter earnings were projected to rise around 7%. Economists say a fresh government shutdown would take a toll on U.S. economic growth, as well as business and consumer sentiment. This as a deadline to reach a deal over border wall funding approaches next week. 58.9% of private sector economic forecasters surveyed recently by The Wall Street Journal said another shutdown would have somewhat of an impact on economic growth, while 16% said it would have a significant impact. Congress and the White House face a February 15th deadline to reach an agreement on spending issues, including funding for the president's long-promised wall along the border with Mexico. Economists surveyed by the Journal also give Fed Chairman Jerome Powell a B- on his job performance, below the B+ they gave to former Fed chiefs Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen, but the same as the B- given to Alan Greenspan. Economists say Powell has had a problem in recent months with communication. Late last year, he signaled that the Fed would continue raising interest rates in 2019, but at the end of last month, Powell changed course, saying the case for higher rates had weakened and suggesting that the Fed was done raising rates for now. Still ahead, J.R. Whalen talks with Schwab's Joe Vitri about increasingly bearish investor sentiment.
The stock market has seemed healthier in the first several weeks of 2019 than it did at the end of last year, but variables like the Chinese economy, instability in the Eurozone, and the very real possibility of another government shutdown here at home make it difficult to measure economically which way the wind is blowing here in the U.S. That uncertainty shows up in Charles Schwab's Investor Sentiment Report, and Schwab branch network leader Joe Vitri is on the line with us with some details. So, Joe, the market has trended upward this quarter, but the investors surveyed are feeling a lot more bearish than they did a year ago.
We really saw this show up in our survey that we conducted over the period of December 3rd through the 17th. Overall, we are seeing that retail clients, if you will, are feeling much more bearish than they were about a year ago. That number is 41% now, or 52% are feeling bearish now versus 41% this time last year. But they do still remain pretty confident in being able to reach their financial goals. That's sort of the overarching theme that we saw in the survey.
And investors told you that they are still, despite all that, they're bracing for a significant market downturn.
So many of the clients indicated that the leading concern in the market is around the U.S. political landscape. And you know, clients are really divided on, is the new makeup of Congress actually going to impact their investment strategy? And seeing overall concerns about the market may be overdue for a significant correction and, you know, maybe even be headed into an extended downturn. The majority of the clients actually believe that the next economic downturn, so when we think about the economy, is actually going to occur over the next couple of years. About 30% felt in the next year or so, and another 35% or so said in the next 2 to 3 years we should see an economic downturn.
So, Joe, people are very concerned about the geopolitical landscape around the world and how that may come back to impact their investments.
Yeah, that's right. We actually saw this show up in the survey pretty clearly as well. Both the U.S. political landscape as well as the geopolitical environment overall. And, you know, there's certainly the aspect of the new makeup of Congress. And people are worried about, you know, what kind of impact is that going to have on my investing, my outlook, my strategy going forward? And then when we think about, you know, political issues such as, you know, the China trade talks with the U.S. is certainly front and center for a lot of investors in terms of, you know, which way things may go and how that ultimately might affect the overall economy.
And in terms of taking action, many clients feel that building up cash or taking money out of the market altogether might be the best move.
Yeah, we're seeing a slight uptick in the number of clients who have said that they're moving more of their investing into cash or fixed income and a little less out of equities. I mean, it's not dramatic, but it's certainly in line with some of the sentiment where people are looking for a little bit more safety.
And many investors told you they're concerned about retirement, but then you heard from retired investors who are still trying to figure out how the tax law applies to them and impacts their holdings.
Clearly, when we did a double click and tried to understand what was driving some of these concerns, people who aren't retired are most concerned about achieving retirement. Makes sense. But those who are actually in retirement, their number one concern is the new tax laws and the actual impact that it's going to have on them and them continuing to enjoy and be successful in retirement.
And if there's any good news here, it's that investors feel they fully recovered from the recession of last decade and feel while there's still risk in the air, it's less than there was 10 years ago.
Across the board, people feel fully recovered. They feel like they're definitely investing more than they were back then. They're more confident. They're actually saving more money, and they're doing it all by taking on quite a bit less risk.
So, Joe, what can people do here? I mean, a lot of questions in the air, a lot of uncertainty. What steps can people take to try to get some answers and be more of sound mind?
Yeah, I'd say two things. I'd say first, do your homework. We always encourage everyone to do their homework, but get some help. There's many institutions, organizations like Charles Schwab, who I represent, that, we have people on the ready to sit down and have conversations with you and talk through your strategies and really help you build a financial plan. You have to have a plan if you're going to achieve your goals. So definitely get some help wherever it's at. We're obviously, more than happy to help anybody who wants to engage Charles Schwab.
All right. That is Charles Schwab, branch network leader Joe Vitri on the line with us via Skype. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.